The hope of schools resuming might not be soon, as expected, following the outbreak of COVID-19 and the need for governments to take precautions against the spread of the disease. Having closed schools for over nearly 2 months nationwide, the federal and state governments devised e-learning and teaching on electronic media such as radio and television stations for students to get updated, especially those that will be writing exams as soon as schools reopen. In a chat with Radio Nigeria, some students spoke about challenges faced with a long break. A student of the University of Ibadan, Olumide Akinmuju, shared his experiences.
It has been very terrible coping and all of that, adding to the fact that it is actually delaying graduation date. I should be preparing for my final exam right now, but then there is no hope in sight of when I'm going to write this particular exam.
Also speaking, a secondary school student, Raymond Akinola, explained that he and other students engaged in reaching out to people for solution to difficult topics.
I've been reading my books and doing my assignments, and with the help of my friends too, sometimes we used to do group learning. Most times we don't understand things, so we used to ask elders about it and we used to go on research.
Parents too said they had issue with providing funds to purchase data for e-learning, noting that the children could not focus on reading at home as they would be in school environment.
The first is going to affect them drastically, so it's not going to affect them, and the level of concentration is not going to be the same.
Now that these children are out of school, take classrooms to your homes.
A private school proprietor, Mrs. Titilayo Ashaolu, pointed out that schools were making efforts to get in touch with students in their various homes. Mrs. Ashaolu, however, said the online learning had its own challenges.
The government is paying their teachers, either they are in school or not, but we private, it's the money from parents that we used to pay the staff. Now I've been able to pay for March, I've not been able to pay for April because no money is coming in.
A stakeholder in the sector, Mr. Oludaisi Adetarami, urged parents not to relent in ensuring that their children were kept up to date with their studies.
Always make sure that you brush up with them in most of their little ones that you can be able to take them up.
Mr. Adetarami also advised parents to come up with new ways of tasking the brains of the children, especially educational games, so that after the lockdown, they will not lag behind. In Akure, Kayode, Animashaun, Radio Nigeria.